弟兄姊妹，我们先来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's first read a few passages in the Bible, please.
我们首先来读以赛亚啊，以西结书第36章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
我们要读26跟27节。
Verses 26 and 27.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉私心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
我们再请翻开约翰福音第十五章，我们读第四到第六节。
Now the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, 4 to 6, please.
约翰福音十五章四到六节。
John 15, verse 4 to 6.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches.He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned.
我们最后再看约翰福音第十章第十节。
John 10, 10.
第十章第十节我们读后半一句话。
Chapter 10, verse 10 of the Gospel according to John, we'll just read the latter part of the verse.
我来了，既要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
这里的羊，小字或作人。
And here the Lord speaks of his sheep in the marginal note, it says, He's man.
所以主耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Therefore, the Lord is saying, I have come that they who are man may have life and that men may have it more abundantly.
好，我讲我们圣经暂时读到这里，我们请低头为着今天早晨的聚会再有一点祷告。
Now we conclude our scripture reading. Shall we bow our heads and let's have a further word of prayer for this morning's fellowship?
主，我们实在满心的感谢你。
Oh Lord, we are full of thanksgiving to you.
让我们这一班蒙恩的儿女能够再一次聚在你慈恩的座前。
So that all of us who are saved by your grace can once again be gathered before your throne of grace.
让我们能够一起把我们心中的感谢和敬拜归给你。
So that all together we could simply offer to you our thanksgiving and praises to you.
这一个莫大的恩典显在我们这一般不堪的人身上，实在是何等的奇妙。
This is a tremendously unspeakable grace which has appeared in all of us. It's so wonderful and amazing.
我们过去是与神为敌的人。
We used to be enemies of yours.
如今能够被称为是蒙爱的。
But now we are called the beloved.
我们实在感谢你。
So we really thank you.
当我们一同聚集的时候，
As we are gathered together,
你也要再一次来向我们施恩典。
Once again, you will bestow your grace upon us.
愿你再一次从天上把你丰盛的话语倾倒在我们中间。
May you once again pour out your abundant words in our midst from above.
让我们不管是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都在一个灵的里面。
So that whether he speaks, she who translates, and he who hears, are all in one spirit.
好叫你的话真是能够成就在我们的身上。
So that your word will be fulfilled in us.
叫你更多的得着荣耀。
That you could be even more glorified.
我们把感谢、荣耀、尊贵都归给你。
To you be the honor, thanksgiving, and glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们实在感谢主呢，在过往的退休会里面。
We really thank the Lord that in the very, very past retreat,
主呢，借着他两位仆人在这一次的聚会当中给我们释放很宝贵的话语。
Through two of the Lord's precious servants that a very precious message has been given to us.
孙弟兄呢，讲到从约翰的执事里面看这个生命的恢复。
Brother Sun's message is to regarding restoring of the life in the light of John's ministry.
借着我们所得到的这个生命。
Through the life that we have received.
我们能够看见这个生命是在何等的丰盛。
We're able to see how abundantly this life actually is.
我们所领受的不单单只是一个救恩。
What we have received is not a mere salvation.
我们乃是领受到主神圣的生命。
But we have received the Lord's abundant divine life.
这个生命要带领我们走一生属灵的道路。
And this life will lead us on throughout all of our spiritual journey.
那 McGrain 弟兄呢，就帮助我们借着这个生命，我们能够在地上开始学习做主的门徒。
Then Brother Mac Graham help us that we're able to learn to be the Lord's disciples on earth through this life.
因着做门徒，我们就能够预备自己等候主的再来。
And being a disciple, we're able to prepare ourselves for the Lord's second coming.
但愿主借着这些话，实在能够常常提醒我们。
May the Lord often remind us through all these words.
我们所得到的是何等的宝贝。
That which we have received is so precious.
那今天早晨呢，主再一次给我心中有一个负担呢，我们愿意在生命这个点上再多来看一点。
Now this morning the Lord has placed this burden in my heart, so that on the very point of this life, we would like to consider it more deeply.
当我们去看以西结书第三十六章的时候，
When we come to read Ezekiel chapter 36,
神对着悖逆的以色列人，
toward the rebellious Israelites,
他借着先知以西结呢，给他们有一个应许。
Through the prophet Ezekiel, God has promised them something.
神呢，要将来在国度的里面，
that is, in the age to come in God's kingdom,
把他们用水把他们一切的罪呢重新的洗净。
He will wash cleanse all their sins through water.
并且呢赐给他们一个新的心。
And also give them a new heart.
给他们一个新的灵。
Give them a new spirit.
并且神的灵呢也要住在他们的里面。
And also God's spirit will abide in them.
那这一个呢是对着当时以色列人的应许。
This is a promise given to the Israelites in those days.
但是我们来到新约的时候，
But as we come to the New Testament,
我们知道这一个奇妙的应许已经借着主耶稣对尼哥底母所说的话呢，并且主在复活的时候，这个应许已经成全在我们所有新约的圣徒的身上。
We know that in the New Testament, this promise has already been fulfilled in all of the saints in this time through what the Lord said to Nicodemus and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那就是主耶稣对尼哥底母所说的，人若不重生，他就不能够见神的国。
This is exactly what Jesus says to Nicodemus, that unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不重生，他就不能进神的国。
Unless he is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以首先我们先要来看我们是重生到底我们得到了什么东西。
So first we will consider together that being born again, exactly what have we seen?Received from this being born again.
在以西结那里呢，神对着以色列家呢说，我要赐给你们一个新的心。
In Ezekiel, God said to this house, to the house of Israel, that I will give you a heart of flesh, a new heart.
那我们知道呢，当人堕落失败之后呢，人的心呢已经被罪所玷污，心中所存的。
We know that after man fell and sinned, that what's left in man's heart is simply to rebel, to oppose God.
神呢，应许他要给我们一个新的心呢，这个心，那个罪已经被洗净，并且给我们一颗能够爱神、顺服神的心。
He's going to give us a new heart in which that the sin is cleansed, and a new heart that through which we can love God.
并且呢，在我们的里面给我们一个新的灵。
And also within us, He will give us this new spirit.
如果我们要讲到人一个里面这一个灵呢，我们必须回到。新约在创世纪里面第二章第七节那里。
When we speak of the spirit within us, we have to come back to Genesis 2, and there, we will consider this matter of spirit.
神造我们人类，圣经告诉我们，神用尘土造人，并将在他的鼻孔里吹了一口气，然后这个人就成了。有灵的活人。
God made man from the dust of the ground and breathed the breath into his nostrils, and this person becomes a living being.
那我们知道呢，神造我们这个身体是用尘土所造。
We know that God has formed our body through the dust of the ground.
所以呢，写诗的人也告诉我们，我们不过是出于尘土，将来还要归于尘土。
Therefore, the psalmist tells us that out of the dust we come, to dust we shall return.
但是神呢，在这个人的鼻孔里面吹了一口生命的气息。
However, God breathed into this man's nostrils the breath of life.
那这一口气息呢，就是神。在人里面把他的灵放在我们的里头。
And that thing God has placed in man, his spirit.
并且当这个灵、这个生命的气息进到我们里面呢，人就有了魂，成了一个活的魂。
And then when this breath of life, the spirit has come into man, man becomes a living soul.
所以人就成了一个完整，神所心意中按着他的形象并且样式所造的一个人。
Then this man becomes complete, created according to the image of God, which he has designed in his mind.
这是非常奇妙的。
And this is so amazing.
我们知道创世纪第一章告诉我们，神在第四天、第五天的时候，神创造地上所有的活物。
Because in Genesis, in chapter 1, on the 4th and 5th day, God has created all the living creatures on earth.
神不过说有就有了。
And God says it, and it is done.
但是等到第六天神造人的时候。
But on the 6th day, when God creates man,
神必须要在我们人的鼻孔里面吹一口气。
God has to breathe in man's nostrils this breath of life.
好叫他的灵。 这个生命的气息进到我们的里头。
So that His Spirit, that is the breath of life, will come into the man's being.
并且人就成了活的魂。
And man becomes a living soul.
灵在我们的里面最重要的目的乃是能够与神交通。
The most important function that the Spirit has within us is to enable us to fellowship with God.
因为我们看见神是个灵。
Because we know that God is Spirit.
是肉身的眼睛不能看见。
Your physical eyes cannot see Him.
神把那一个属灵的器官放在人的里面，目的是要人能够与他交通。
And God has put the spiritual faculty within man so that man could have fellowship with Him.
人能够与神交通，就能够从神那里明白神的旨意。
If man is able to fellowship with God, then he is able to know God's will from Him.
这个灵也是我们整个生命个体的一个中心。
And this spirit is also the very focus of our human being.
我们人因着灵进到这个身体之后产生了魂。
And because the spirit enters into us, so then we have the soul.
魂乃是我们这个人个体，我们以我为中心。
Soul is the very center of each individual.
我们的魂能够把我们这个人的思想、意志、情感都表达出来。
And your soul is able to express your thought, your emotion, your will.
我们这个身体内就能够与外界的世界能够来往来。
And through our body, we're able to deal with our world.
这个是神在我们身上所做一个非常奇妙的创造。
And this is such a wonderful, amazing creation that God has made in us.
那神造我们最当初的心意呢？他乃是要我们的灵能够管制我们的魂，然后借着魂来管制我们的身体。
When God first created us, His purpose is for the spirit to control our soul, and then the soul control our body.
换句话说，借着我们与神的交通来往，我们有神的生命，能够把神发表出来，彰显神在地上的荣耀跟权柄。然后借着我们的身体把它执行出来。
Through our fellowship with God, then we're able to express, display the glory of God, and everything could be manifested on earth.
神在我们身上呢，他有一个重要的心意呢，并且他赐给人有一个自由的意志。
So this is God's important mind, and He also gives us this free will.
他愿意人乃是主动的、愿意的、顺服的来与他交通。
He wants man to fellowship with Him, and actively and obediently.
并且来顺服他。
And also simply yield himself to Him.
所以神呢，在伊甸园。
So in the Garden of Eden.
那里。设了两棵树。
God has set these two trees.
一棵是生命树，一棵是分别知识善恶的树。
One is the tree of life, the other is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神吩咐人呢，这一棵分别善恶知识的树呢，不可以吃，吃的日子必定死。
And God has told man that of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. On the very day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
实在说来。生命树是代表啊神儿子的生命。
Frankly speaking, this tree of life represents the son, God's son's life.
神盼望人吃了生命树的果子呢，这个属灵的生命能够与我们的生命联合。
God is hoping that after we have eaten of the fruit of the tree of life, then our life and God's life will be united.
知识善恶树的果子呢，不过是喂养我们的魂。
And the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil simply supply our the needs of our soul.
主要我们得生命在先。
So the Lord wants us to have this life first.
我们自然会有啊属天的知识。
And then naturally we would have this knowledge of the heavenly knowledge.
当然许多的知识是我们必要的。
Of course, there's so much knowledge that's so indispensable.
但是我们不能够单吃知识而不没有生命。
But we cannot eat only of the fruit of the knowledge of the good and evil, but do not have the life.
所以当神这样严厉的吩咐亚当的时候呢，他叫亚当，他吩咐亚当说呢，如果你吃知识善恶树上的果子，你必定要死。
So after God had so strictly commanded Adam not to eat of it, and also saying that on the very day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们知道后来亚当呢，因着夏娃的犯罪，他也犯了罪，吃了知识善恶树上的果子。
And later on, we know because Eve sinned, and then Adam sinned also, he actually ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这个魂的生命就开始在那里膨胀。
Therefore, his soulish life started to swell.
然而，他并没有马上死。
However, Adam did not die immediately.
亚当实在说来又活了930岁。
Actually, he lived another 930 years after he ate of the fruit.
那神为什么说你吃的日子必定死呢？
Then why did God say that on the day you eat of it, you shall surely die?
因为人的灵断绝了他所当有的功能。
Because man's spirit has ceased functioning as it's supposed to.
这就是神所说的死。
And this is what God said, you shall surely die.
人的灵乃是要与神交通。
Man's spirit is supposed to enable him to fellowship with God.
从神那里领受一切的生命的供应。
And also from God, he's supposed to receive all the provision of life.
接受神的光和启示。
To receive God's light and his revelation.
但是人拒绝这个。
However, man refused it.
接受了知识善恶，要与神独立，凭着自己。要来过一个地上的生活。
However, he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He wanted to be independent, and by his own efforts, he wanted to lead his own life.
所以神说，
so God said,
你吃的日子必定死。
On the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那我们知道呢，这个死表明他们已经与神断绝了关系。
So we know when God says of this death, it tells us that they have ceased all the relationship with God.
他们不能够再明白神的旨意。
No longer could they understand God's will.
他们没有办法再与神来往。
No longer could they come fellowship with Him.
他们就被赶出伊甸园。
Therefore, they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
那我们知道呢？当我们重生得救的时候，
and we know that on the very moment we are born again,
以弗所书那里告诉我们，
and Ephesians teaches that,
当我们还死在罪恶过犯当中的时候，
while we were still dead in sins and trespasses,
他叫我们活过来，
he quickened us, made us alive,
并且叫我们与基督一同复活。
And he made us to be raised up together with Christ.
与基督一同坐在天上。
Together with him, we sit in the heavenly places.
这也是讲到这个灵重新发生的那个功用。
It also speaks of the very function of spirit which starts to work again.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做灵的死跟灵的活过来呢？
So brothers and sisters, what does it mean? By saying the death of the spirit and the quickening of the spirit.
刚刚提过灵的死乃是死表明与一个正常的该有的环境断绝的关系。
We just mentioned that the death of spirit simply means that you're being separated from a normal condition.
你比方讲，
For example,
如果我这个耳朵死掉的话，
If my ear is dead,
我怎么就听不见了？
I could hear nothing.
外面的信息进到这里一点果效没有。
Even though the outward message would come into my ear, but it produces no effect.
它不再有功能把所听见的信息传到我的大脑。
So that my ear is not functioning, it cannot convey the very message to my head, brain.
一个人如果死的话呢，他与正常的一个自然的环境不再有反应。
Therefore, if a person is dead, he simply does not react to any normal circumstances.
同样，当一个灵，一个人的灵死掉的时候，他对神这一位创造他的主不再能够有反应。
Likewise, if a man's spirit is dead, he is no longer reacting to his creator who made him.
所以人只能够靠着魂来过生活。
Therefore, man can only live by his soul.
完全与神隔绝的一个生活。
This is a completely cut off, shut up life from God.
所以当我们读到创世纪第六章的时候呢，那里讲到人已经是完全属乎血气。
Therefore, when we come to Genesis 6, then we will read that man is just totally of flesh.
那什么叫做灵重新活过来？
Then what does it mean that the spirit is made alive again?
很显然的，我们这个灵重新可以再与神来往。
Apparently, this spirit is able to come to deal with God again.
这是一个复活。
And this is a resurrection.
借着耶稣基督的复活呢，我们这个灵与神重新能够有一个正常的关系。
It is through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ that our spirit can resume this normal relationship with God.
这是回复到亚当还没有犯罪之前的一个光景。
And we are now restored back to the state. In which Adam and Eve did not sin.
但是我们今天所接受的救恩比这个更大。
However, today the salvation we have received is even greater than this.
神说他要把他的灵放在我们的里面。
Because God says he wants to put his spirit in us.
神的灵只能住在一个正常的一个灵的里头。
And God's spirit can only live in a normal spirit.
这个灵就是圣灵。
And this spirit is the Holy Spirit.
当我们重生得救的时候，
After we are saved by His grace, born again.
主耶稣在约翰福音第三章告诉我们，圣灵重生了我们。
And in John 3, we read that we're born again through the Holy Spirit.
不仅圣灵把新的这个灵呢带到我们的里头。
Now, not only does the Holy Spirit bring this new spirit to us,
并且他要住在我们的里面。
And but also he wants to abide in us.
圣经有很多地方讲到这个。
And there are in many places in the Bible, they all refer to this point.
你比方讲在加拉太书那里。
For example, in Galatians,
他告诉我们，我们这一班因着相信的人。
He tells us that all of us who believe
也能够因着亚伯拉罕的福呢，如今在耶稣基督里面，我们得到这个圣灵。
That we receive the Holy Spirit through the blessings of Abraham, which now has come upon the Gentiles.
那以弗所书呢，讲得更清楚呢，我们得到这个圣灵的目的。
And Ephesians makes it even more explicitly as to the purpose of our receiving this Holy Spirit.
有两方面。
And there are two sides to this.
一个方面呢，我们圣灵在我们身上是当作印记。
On the first hand, that the Holy Spirit serves as a seal.
印记呢，表明我们是属谁的。
Which tells whom do we belong to?
神的灵在我们身上当作印记，表明我们都是属神的。
God's Holy Spirit serves as a seal upon us, indicating that we all belong to God.
我们过去是属鬼魔的。
In the past, we belong to the devils.
但是因为耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
And because of the redemptive blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的灵住在我们的里面，我们成为是属神的人。
Now God's Spirit dwells in us, and we are men of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天世界上的人 都认为他们死了以后可以上天堂。
Brothers and sisters, nowadays that people in this world believe that after the dead, they will go to heaven.
没有人认为他要下地狱。
Nobody thinks he's going to hell.
但是你知道吗？当每一个人来到天堂的门口。
But do you know that when everyone comes to the gate of the heavens?
天使站在门口，他说：“你凭什么要来到天堂呢？”
As angels stand by the gate, they would ask, "By what you come to the heavens?"
他会问你说：“把你的印记拿出来给我看。”
And they would say, "Show me the seal."
感谢主，我们
都有神的印记。Thank God, we all have the seal of God.
我们都能够进入天堂。
So we could all enter the heavens.
没有神印记的人要被拒绝在门外。
Those who do not have the seal of God will be rejected outside the gate of heaven.
这个不是圣经的话。
This is not a biblical word.
不过这是天路历程里面最后末了一段话。
But this is exactly the last paragraph of the book Pilgrim's Progress.
这实在是表明到这个圣灵在我们的身上何等的宝贝。
And it simply shows us that how precious the Holy Spirit is in us.
圣灵第二方面在我们的身上乃是坐实。
And also the second part of the Holy Spirit's purpose is to be the guarantee on us.
这个实内乃是让我们预尝天恩的滋味。
This guarantee or deposit enables us to foretaste the heavens.
所以这个是一个更主观的。
And this seems to be more subjective.
让我们能够尝到什么是这个属天的生命。
So we could actually taste what this heavenly life is.
让我们能够尝到主自己的甘美。
And we could taste our Lord's own sweetness.
让我们能够经历神的大能。
And we can also experience God's power.
是圣灵住在我们里面。
And this is all because this indwelling Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这个救恩已经大过我们所想象的。
This salvation has far exceeded what we can imagine.
并且我们不仅有圣灵的内住，我们还要得着耶稣基督的生命。
Not only do we have this indwelling Holy Spirit, but we also will have the very life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想我们从约翰的书信从、约翰一二三书呢都一直在强调这一个信的人有永生。
In John's epistles, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, the apostle constantly emphasizes the fact that he who believes has eternal life.
永生呢实在说来就是生命。
Now, eternal life, practically speaking, is the life.
这一个生命呢，当然就这一方面来说，它有永远的性质。
This life has this element of eternity in it, from one perspective.
但是这个生命更宝贵的乃是它不朽坏的性质。
Now, what's more precious about this life is that it never perish or decays.
它能够存到永永远远
It could last forever and ever.
并且是圣洁尊贵的生命
And also this is a noble holy life.
是一个神圣的生命
A life divine.
就是神儿子的生命
And that is the very life of God's Son.
也是神自己的生命
And also the very life of God himself.
所以换句话说，当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，So to put in another word, when we are saved by His grace,
神给我们一个新的灵
，God has given us this new spirit.
回到亚当没有犯罪那一个光景的里面
，Which has brought us back to the stage in which Adam and Eve had not sinned.
神把他的灵放在我们的里面。
And then God places His Spirit in us.
并且让我们能够在这个新的里面灵里头接受这个新的生命。
And also in this new spirit, we now receive this new life.
所以我们所得着的乃是亚当堕落的时候没有去选择生命树。我们今天在耶稣基督里面，我们都一起得着了。
So what we have received today in Christ Jesus is something that Adam did not receive when he sinned, when he chose the tree of knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要讲这一些？
So brothers and sisters, why is it we're talking about all this?
我们实在常常忽略我们所得到这个救恩何等的宝贵。
Because we so often neglect the preciousness of this salvation we have received.
神不是说你这些犯罪的人，就好像很多坐在路边这些乞丐可怜的人坐在路上讨饭。
God does not want us to be like those miserable beggars sitting by the wayside asking for food.
他是一个富有的人。
Now, our God is a rich God.
他看到我们可怜。
He does see us being so miserable.
把我们带回家身体洗一洗。
Therefore, He just brings us home and washes with our bodies with water.
给我们一点钱。
And He just gives us some money.
就打发我们走了。
And then sends away.
我想在世界上的人，这样的人已经很好了。
I suppose on earth, if there is some person acting like this, he's considered a good one.
但是神知道我们落死在罪恶过犯当中的一个光景。
However, God knows so well of the very state in which we are dead in sins and trespasses.
他把我们带回家。
Therefore, when He brings us home,
用他儿子的宝血把我们一切的罪污都洗洁净。
And He has cleansed all our defilement through His Son's precious blood.
他把他的生命亲自赐给我们。
And then He Himself gives us His Son's life.
并且他用他的灵来保守我们。
And also He keeps us through His Holy Spirit.
带领我们能够走一生的道路。
Leading us on in all our life journey.
不仅如此，他在我们这个从路上捡回来的人。
Not only so toward us who are picked up on the road.
圣经告诉我们他已经爱了我们。
And the Bible tells us that He has loved us.
他要在我们的身上有一个荣耀的心意。
And then in us He has placed this glorious will.
他要把我们磨成他神儿子的样子。
That is, we should be conformed to the very image of the Son of God.
不仅解决现在罪的问题。
Not only does He solve our problems of the time being as to sins,
并且要把我们做成一个尊贵有他儿子形象的人。
But He wants to make us into this honorable image of His Son.
并且将来我们要与他的儿子一同掌权。
And later on we will reign together with His Son.
弟兄姊妹，这个是不是超过我们所求所想？
So brother and sister, doesn't this exceed all that we can think and we can imagine?
我们是不是常常忽略这样一个大的救恩呢？
And then, again, don't we often overlook or neglect such a great salvation?
我们是不是常常轻看这个救恩的宝贵呢？
Don't we often despise the preciousness of this salvation?
但愿主怜悯我们。
Oh, may the Lord have pity on us.
知道我们所得到的这个生命是何等宝贵。
So that we can know that how precious this life is, which we have received.
神费了多大的代价。
Knowing that how great this price the Lord has paid.
他的儿子必须死在十字架上。
In which that His Son has to die on the cross.
满足神公义的要求。
To satisfy the righteous demand of God.
好叫我们这一班本是不义的人。
So that all of us who are unrighteous.
因着神儿子的宝血能够称义。
And could be justified because of the precious blood of His Son.
但愿主实在让我们里面的人能够更多的被眺望起来。
Oh, may the Lord stir up more of our inner man to understand this.
让我们看见这个救恩实在是何等的伟大。
So we could actually see how great this salvation is.
好，那我们再来看。当这个生命开始在我们里面的时候，
Now next we will consider that when this life comes in us,
我们知道呢，这个生命它
他的目的就是为着要生活。
And when we know that, the purpose of this life is to live.
所有的生命都是为着要生活。
All the lives is for the very sole purpose to live.
生活乃是彰显这个生命它的目的。
And living as a sole purpose is to make manifest the purpose of this life.
我想树上一棵苹果树呢，这一棵树的目的呢，就是要结出苹果来。
I suppose an apple tree whose sole purpose is to bear, to produce apples.
那我们这个人的生命呢，目的就是要彰显神的荣耀。
Therefore, a man's life, the sole purpose of it is to manifest God's glory.
当人堕落败坏之后呢？
Now, of course, after we sin, after we fail,
全地呢充满了罪恶。
The whole earth is full of sins.
所以当神在人的心中做那挽回的工作的时候，
So when God is doing all the work of recovery in man,
首先就是要把这个生命的本质呢，把它恢复过来。
First, he wants to restore the very essence of this life.
所以生命现在在我们新的人里头呢，就要开始活出神所命定的那个心意。
Therefore, this life in us as a new man is supposed to live out this predestined plan of God.
但是当我们基督徒开始信主的时候，我们就开始会有一个这样的一个情形。
But right after Christians who have believed in the Lord, they often experience this condition.
我里面呢，常常有一个感觉，我要讨神的喜悦。
That is within us, we often have this desire to please God.
但是呢，我心思或者是我的肢体里面呢，就常常会做出呢得罪神的事情。
Then often at the same time in my mind or in the members of my body, I often do things I sin against God.
所以常常呢，我们也许在人跟人交谈的时候，
So often as we talk with people,
我们心呢很想要讲一些造就人的话。
Even though in our hearts we want to say a word that would edify men and people,
或者是称赞人的话，
or to praise them,
但是很多时候呢，突然间这个人开始讲他有多好或者他有怎么样的成就。
But often when this person starts talking about how good he is, what kind of treatment he has,
忽然间我里面的嫉妒的心就起来了。
And right away, my heart of jealousy comes up.
然后我们讲出来的话就不造就人。
And then what comes out of my mouth would not edify men.
然后等我们回去的时候，我们的心非常的后悔。
And often when we go home, then we feel so much regret.
我们又很懊恼。
And we feel so disgruntled.
那也许我们要赶快去跟他道歉。
And right away we might think of going to apologize.
这个就是里面的人跟外面的人呢，圣经所说的开始在那里征战。
This is what the Bible teaches, the very struggle between the inner man and the outer man.
感谢主呢，我们这个里面的生命开始在那里发挥它的功用。
We thank the Lord, this is the time actually our inner man is working, is doing his functions.
所以在罗马书第八章那里告诉我们呢，立志行善由得我。
Therefore, in Romans 8, we read that to will is present with me.
但是行出来却由不得我。
But to do what is good is not up to me.
这是保罗的经历。
And this is Paul's experience.
我想每一个重生得救的基督徒也有同样的经历。
And I believe this is the same experience of every born again Christian.
因为这个圣洁的生命呢，开始要在我们里面活出来。
Because this holy life is about to live out from us.
但是呢，我们里面有一个天然人的生命。
However, within us, we still have this natural man's life.
这个天然人的生命跟 这一个属灵的生命在那里相争。
And this natural man's life is struggling against this spiritual life.
所以保罗说他觉得非常苦。
Therefore, Paul says, "What? How wretched I am."
保罗呢，在那里叹息。
And Paul is sighing there.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有常常在那里叹息
？Brother and sister, don't we also groan?
我记得我刚信主的时候呢。
I believe when I first believed in the Lord.
也常常有这样的一个感觉。
I often have this kind of feeling.
所以我到一个地步，我常常告诉我自己。
To such an extent that I often told myself,
我说如果你不会讲话就闭嘴不要讲。
I told myself, if you don't know how to say anything, shut up.
免得呢常常还要回去跟人家道歉。
So that you don't have to always go back to that party and apologize to him or her.
因为呢这个在我们里面实在是常常在那里挣扎。
Because we often have the struggling within us.
所以我们真是常常有像保罗那样的一个感觉。
Therefore, we often also have the same feeling as Paul did.
那让我们的心呢，实在无所适从。
That our heart simply does not know which way to go.
但是感谢神，这是一个生命的感觉。
This is actually a sense of this life.
但是我们不能够单单停留在那个。叹息的里头。
And we should never stay only at the state of sighing.
我们看见呢，一方面这个生命确实在那里开始要成长。
And here we do see that on the one hand that this life is growing.
那我们先来看一下这个生命到底有多丰富。
But now we will first consider how abundant this life is.
为什么让它成长有这么重要？
Why is it so important to allow this life to grow?
这个生命呢，实在说来乃是神圣洁公义的一个性质。
Frankly speaking, that this life is actually the very nature of God's righteousness and holiness.
我们重生得救以后，我们都渴慕会有一个圣洁的生活。
After we're born again and saved, we all desire this divine life.
这个圣洁就在我们的里面了。
And this holiness actually abides in us.
我们不喜欢说谎话。
We do not like to tell lies.
我们喜欢在人面前过一个光明正大的生活。
And instead, we want to live a bright and righteous life before men.
这个公义的生命已经在我们里面。
So we know this righteous life has already dwelt in us.
我们盼望能够有一个慈爱。
And we desire that loving kindness.
能够显在人的中间。
To manifest among men.
感谢主，这个爱已经在我们的里面。
So we thank God that this love has already been placed in us.
并且我们所盼望的。我们有一个好的人际的关系。
In addition, we also hope for a very good interpersonal relationship.
这个和平已经在我们的里面。
And then again, this peace has been placed in us.
这是一个生命一个基本的一个性质。
So all these are the very fundamental traits of this life.
但是不单单只是这一些。
However, it's not merely so.
我们很盼望我们的生活不再活在魂里头。
We also hope that our life does not live in soul anymore.
你比方讲，我要去上哪一个大学啊
？For instance, as to which college I should go.
过去是我的魂，我的天然人在那里做决定。
In the past, my soul, my natural man makes all the decisions.
所以我就在那里努力。
Therefore, I really strive to achieve this goal.
但是现在这个生命能够帮我们定规。
But now this life is able to plan for us.
我是不是需要去换这个工作啊
？Do I need to change this job?
在人看来，钱多一点。
From man's point of view, this job will give me more money.
工作也轻松一点。
And it's much easier also.
而且靠近家。
And also closer to home.
再好不过了。
It couldn't be any better.
为什么不去选择这个呢？
Why don't I choose this job?
生命在我们里面要带领我们。
Because this life within us will lead us as to this choice.
我是不是要搬家呢？
Should I move?
我是不是应该搬到加州去呢？
Should I move to California?
加州中国人特别多。
Because there's so many Chinese in California.
气候特别好。
And the climate is good, pleasant.
中国菜特别好吃。
Even the Chinese food is more delicious.
离台湾、离上海特别近。
And also so much closer, to Taiwan, to Shanghai.
为什么不选择那里呢？
Why don't we choose that state?
这个生命要告诉我们。
Because this life will tell you.
等等。
Wait a minute.
还有比这个更大。
There is something even more greater than this.
我们蒙恩得救了以后。
After we are saved by grace.
我们实在尝到主恩的滋味。
Now we have tasted the grace of God.
这个生命在我里面。
Since this life is within us.
我们盼望我们的亲朋好友也都能够信主。
We long for all our good friends, relatives to be saved also.
我们为他们祷告。
Therefore, we pray for them.
圣灵好像也在我们的里面催促我们为他们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit seems to urge us to pray for them also.
神就在他们身上做工。
And then God starts to work in them.
叫他们也能够得救。
So that they could also be saved.
这不是很奇妙吗？
Isn't this so amazing?
很多时候我们是拙果笨笨舌的人。
So many times we're so slow in speeches and words.
但是我们在圣灵里面祷告。
However, as we pray in the Holy Spirit,
突然间那个我们觉得不可能的人信主了。
All of a sudden, the person we deem impossible to believe believes in the Lord.
我记得我在刚来美国念书的时候。
I remember right after I came to the States.
那时候我还没得救啊。
At the time, I wasn't saved yet.
不过我常去查经班。
However, I often went to the Bible study class.
觉得这个信耶稣实在是很好。
And I felt that believing Jesus is a good thing.
那过了一年以后，我放假。
And after a year, when I was on vacation, the school was off.
后来第二年内，我开始上班。赚了一点钱，我就飞到加州去看我一个大高中很要好的同学。
And in the second year after I started working and got the money, I flew to California to see a very good friend of mine in college.
他在南加州念 PhD.
He was studying his PhD at Southern California.
所以我们有很多的交通，我把他介绍主耶稣给他说。信主实在是多好，其实我还没完全相信。
So I had much fellowship with him and introducing Jesus to him, telling him that how wonderful it would be to believe in Jesus. I actually did not receive the Lord yet.
最后呢，我要走的时候呢，我留一本圣经在他的桌上。
And finally, as I was about to depart, I left a copy of Bible on his table.
然后。我回来了。
Then I came back to the East.
过了两三年之后。
And two or three years later.
我们都结婚了。
We all got married.
然后呢，有一天呢。
And then one day.
我打电话去给他跟他太太，他太太我们以前都认识。
And I called him and talked to his wife, whom we all knew each other well before.
他太太跟我讲说。他信耶稣了。
And his wife told me he believed in Jesus.
更奇妙的是说，因为呢，你留一本圣经在我先生的书架上，我后来去看了圣经呢，觉得很好，所以他就去聚会了。
Even more amazingly, because you left a copy of the Bible on his shelf, and after he read it, he felt it was good, so he went to meetings.
结果他就信主了。
And this is how he believed in the Lord.
然后慢慢的，他带我这个同学呢，也信主了。
The wife first believed in the Lord and reading the copy of the Bible, and then gradually she also brought her husband to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个很奇妙的啊作为。
Now, amazingly, brothers and sisters, this is such a work of God.
这是神自己的工作。
And it's God's own work.
这个生命在我们的里面带领我们。
Now, this very life in us is leading us.
我们顶多只能为同学祷告。
At best, we could only pray for our classmates.
甚至连他的太太，我们都还没想那么远呢。
Even we would not think of our classmates' wives yet.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这个生命，它所显出来的，啊，不仅在我个人身上，在我啊生活的周围，并且呢，它开始。能够带领我们进入神的旨意里头。
What the Lord manifests not only in me personally around me is to lead us into God, into the kingdom His.
所以我们看见我们所得着的这个生命实在是又真又活，并且一直带领我们往着属天的方向而去。
So what we receive this life is living and is living in the new and is leading us heaven bound.
所以我们实在是要宝贵我们里面的这个生命。
So we really have to treasure the life we receive within us.
我们要让这个生命开始在我们的里面长大。
We need to allow this life to grow within us.
那怎么让这个生命长大呢？
Then how could we enable the life to grow?
我们知道生命总是有它一个生活的环境里面才能够正常的长大。
We know that for any life to grow normally, it has to have a certain circumstances to put it in for it to grow.
所以你看，鱼呢需要活在水里面。
Therefore, you see, fish has to live in a sea.
当然，你可以把鱼养在鱼缸里头。
Of course, you could keep the fish in a fish bowl.
但是，那个鱼缸里面的鱼呢，就没有在海里面的鱼呢自由自在。
So you could see that the fish in a fish bowl would never be as easy as free as that in the sea.
鸟呢，必须活在天空里面，让它自由飞翔。
Birds have to live in the sky so for them to fly freely.
虽然鸟可以活在鸟笼里面。
Of course, birds could live in a bird cage.
写诗的人好像也可以写诗说鸟呢在唱诗歌给他听。
Even poets could write saying that as though the birds are chirping, singing to him.
那实在说来，那些鸟呢实在在那里哀鸣。
But actually, those birds are mourning.
他盼望能够在天空飞翔。
Hoping that it could actually fly in the sky.
我们这个属灵的生命呢，实际上也是如此。
So in the same manner, our spiritual life acts the same way.
这个属灵的生命需要活在一个正常的环境里头。
So this spiritual life needs to live in a normal environment.
所以主耶稣呢对着他的门徒说呢，他是葡萄树。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says to his disciples that he is the vine.
我们就像葡萄树上的每一个枝子一样。
And we each one of us is just like the individual branch of this vine.
枝子要能够结出葡萄来。
For the branches to bear grapes.
枝子必须活在葡萄树的里面。
Then the branches have to live in the vine.
这是我们的生命的环境。
And this is the environment of our living for this life.
这一个乃是叫我们生命能够结出葡萄的一个唯一的条件。
And this is the only condition which will enable us as branches to bear fruit, grapes.
主耶稣也给我们一个选择。
And here the Lord Jesus also gives us a choice.
你可以不用住在我里面。
You don't have to abide in him.
但是如果你不住在我里面，枝子就会枯干。
But he said, if you do not abide in me, the branches will wither.
就会被人丢在火里面烧了，一点用处没有。
They will be thrown away and be burned and being useless.
我想这都是一个描述。
And all this is a description.
这个描述乃是描述到我们是要靠着圣灵来生活呢，还是仍然活在魂的里面。
Which depicts the choice whether we want to live in the Holy Spirit or we want to live in our souls.
我们活在魂的里头呢，也许在人看来，我们仍然有许多好的表现。
Now, if we choose to live in souls from the point of view of man, they would still think that the soul life gives us many profits.
但是神告诉我们，这不过。像枯干的枝枝一样。
But God has told us that we are just like withered branches.
我们只有活在这个生命圣灵的律里头内，我们才能够把天上的丰富带到地上来。
Only when we live in this law of spirit of life can we bring the heavenly riches on earth.
那这一个是一幅图画。
And this serves as a picture.
那我们怎样能够进到这个实际里头呢？
Then how can we actually enter into this reality?
约翰福音啊，约翰在约翰一书第一章第二十七节那里就告诉我们。
Apostle John says so in 1 John 2:27.
那里讲到我们里面有一个恩膏的教训。
He teaches us that within us there is this anointing.
也许我们应该看一下。
Maybe we should read it together.
我们请翻开约翰一书二章二十七节。
First John 2:27.
这是非常宝贵的话。
Such a precious verse.
他说：“你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。”
He says, "But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you."
并不用人教训你们。是由主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
And you did not need that any teach you.
Okay, 然后你们，对不对？这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and it's true, and it's not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
这里啊，讲到恩膏。
Here John speaks of the anointing.
恩膏呢是表明圣灵。
Anointing indicates the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们的里面来告诉我们。
Here the Holy Spirit within us is teaching us.
他的教训呢，就像膏油一样。
And his teaching is just like the anointing.
膏油呢是非常。叫人舒服，并且膏油呢是不会让你觉得非常的就是严厉的。
The ointment that is going to make you feel very comfortable and it's not harsh either.
所以圣灵呢在我们里面，他总是用柔细的声音来告诉我们。
Therefore, Holy Spirit who dwells in us always teaches us in a very gentle voice.
他把什么是对的，什么是错的。
He shows us what is right, what is wrong.
什么是是的，什么是善的，什么是恶的。
What is good, what is evil.
来指教我们。
And he teaches us on these.
那当我们来按着这个圣灵的带领的时候。
When we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够住在主里面。
We're able to abide in the Lord.
并且这里很清楚地告诉我们，这个教训是真的。
And here the verse says so clearly that this teaching is true.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救的时候，圣灵已经住在我们的里头。
Brothers and sisters, when we are saved by His grace, the Holy Spirit indwells us.
他在凡事上就要来。教训我们。
And then all things he teaches us.
你比方讲，如果我刚信主的时候。
For example, when I first believed in the Lord.
在没有信主以前呢，
before I believed in the Lord.
常常我们啊跟同学在一起。
I often stay together with my school friends.
我们一起聊天。
And we would chit chat.
我们啊讲到某某人。
And we'd be talking about a certain person.
我们开始开他的玩笑。
And we'd be poking fun of that one.
然后我们就嘻嘻哈哈。
And with much light heart, and we're just shooting the breeze.
我们觉得很好玩。
We feel this is so fun.
但是当我们蒙恩得救以后，
but after we are saved by His grace,
我们讲到别人，
when we talk about other people,
我们心中开始不舒服。
And within us, we have this uneasiness.
当我们开他的玩笑的时候，
when we make fun of them,
或者啊把他一些不好的事情当作很可笑的事讲出来的时候，
when we laugh at some bad things about him and talk about it as a joke,
圣灵在我们的里面责备我，
the Holy Spirit will rebuke us within us,
这是实在的，
and this is something true,
因为他来是要来教训我们。
Because the Holy Spirit comes to teach us.
好叫我们的生命能够合适的住在基督的里面。
So that our life will fit to dwell in Christ.
这个不是一个宗教的教训。
This is not a religious doctrine.
不错，圣经给我们许多行事为人的教导。
Yes, indeed, the Bible has taught us so much about how we should conduct ourselves.
但是圣灵呢，先在我们的心中教导我们。
But the Holy Spirit first teaches in our heart.
这是出于生命的一个教导。
And this is the teaching from life.
让我们因着这个活的灵，我们能够明白这个生命在我们的里面。它是一个圣洁的生命，我们必须从这些卑贱的事脱离出来。
Therefore, through this living spirit, we know that the life we live in is holy, and we have to be separate from, come out of all the base things.
所以我们基督徒很重要，就是我们开始过属灵的生活，我们要注意这个里面。有许多弟兄告诉我们是一个生命的感觉，或者是一个啊圣灵在我们里面的一个引导或者带领。
So Christians, this is very important as we live, we go on the spiritual journey. We have to pay attention to the consciousness of your life or the teaching of the Holy Spirit within you.
那我想去明白生命的感觉呢，寻求神的带领呢，我们常常会有一个啊错误，特别在刚开始跟随主的时候。
As to this consciousness of life or the leading of the Holy Spirit, we often commit this mistake, especially when we first believe.
生命的感觉呢，确实是从生命里面出来的。一个感觉。
Now, this consciousness alive comes from the life within you. You do feel it.
生命呢，是一个比较客观的一个东西。
As opposed to this life, which is more objective.
你比方讲呢，啊，我说我有生命。
For example, I would say I have life.
听起来就好像比较抽象。
And as you hear of me saying this, it's all abstract.
但是呢，当我开始说我的手能够动，
but when I tell you that my hands move,
我的耳朵能够听，
my ears could hear,
我的鼻子能够呼吸，
my nose breathes,
我的头脑能够思想，
and I could think with my brain.
我知道我是一个有生命的人。
And I know I'm a man with a life.
你也看到我是一个活的有生命的一个个体。
And you also see me as a living entity.
那这个生命必须透过 我们身上的这些许多的肢体的功能把它表现出来。
And this life is being expressed through all the functions of our members of our body.
但是生命并不是一个抽象不实在的东西。
But life is never an abstract and real thing.
生命是一个完全实在的。
This life is completely tangible.
同样的，在我们里面这个属灵的生命。
So likewise, the spiritual life within us.
它是一个实在的一个生命。
Is also a solid, tangible life.
但是这个生命当它要发表的时候。
But as this life is about to manifest itself.
它很多时候是透过圣灵。
So many times. It does so through the Holy Spirit.
然后接触到我们的灵。
And it comes into contact with our spirit.
我们灵里面就开始能够感觉那个生命发表出来的意念。
And within ourselves, we could actually sense that thought of our life.
我们要学习去顺服那个感觉。
So we need to learn to yield ourselves to that very consciousness of life.
所以当我们常常讲到我们要顺从圣灵引导的时候
So often as we talk about following the leading of the Holy Spirit
首先我们必须要知道我们的灵对于生命能够越过越清楚明白这个声音这个引导是出自于我们里头的生命的
First we have to understand that our spirit is able to understand that this consciousness is alive is from the spirit within us.
那很多时候呢，我们刚特别在刚信主的时候
，especially a lot of times when we first believe in the Lord，
我们常常也跟着比较年长的人也讲说，我也是要跟随圣灵的引导。
And we would try to imitate those more mature, the elderly brothers, and saying that we want to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们却常常在心思里头，在魂的生命里面寻求圣灵的引导。
But we do so seeking the leading of the Holy Spirit in our mind, in our thoughts, in our soulish life.
我们常常需要去收集一些资料。
So we often need to collect so much information.
在我的头脑里面运作运作。
And in my head, I would process them.
然后。在我的心思里面有一个结论。
And in my mind, in my thought, I would come up with this conclusion.
然后我才觉得说这好像是神的引导。
And then I would feel, well, this seems to be the leading of God.
弟兄姊妹，这很容易带我们进到一个错误的里头。
Brothers and sisters, this so often would lead us into a mistake.
因为里面的声音呢是非常直接的。
Because the inner voice should be a very straightforward
是非常主观的
and very subjective.
里面的声音一出来以后
the moment the inner voice comes up,
如果我们灵够敏锐的话，我们马上就知道神就是这样带领我们。
If our spirit is keen enough, right away we know this is how the Lord is leading us.
这时候我们再去看看外面的环境。
And at this time, if we take a look at our external environment,
我们去想想啊，外面所出现的这些资料。
And as we check it with all the external data,
很多时候是印证我们里面已经接受到的信息。
It simply testifies, affirms the very message which we have first received within us.
这个关系不能反过来的。
But you cannot reverse this relationship.
否则的话，我们仍然活在天然这个属魂的这个心思里头。
Otherwise, we would still be living in our natural soulish life.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们虽然能够这样讲。
So brothers and sisters, although we can talk in this way,
但是弟兄姊妹，我们必须要真实的自己去学习。
But brothers and sisters, we ourselves have to learn this.
特别在我们刚信主的时候
，especially in the days when we first believed in the Lord.
我们魂的心思是在强到一个地步，我们自己都没办法想象。
Our soulish mind and thought would be so strong to the point that we ourselves cannot imagine that it's so strong.
所以当我们 里面有一个心思出来的之后，实际上是从魂生命出来的，我们还以为是出于灵的东西。
So oftentimes when we have this thought from us, our soul, we thought this is from the spirit.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这一个生命毕竟要得胜。
This life will overcome.
所以我们就从最基本的先学习。
So that's all learned from the very fundamental points.
开始听里面的声音。
That is to learn to hear the inner voice.
一有声音，我们就顺服。
Once we receive the voice, then we should learn to obey.
很多时候，这个声音既只是从魂心思来的。
Many times, even though this voice is from our soulish mind,
慢慢的年日过去了。
But gradually, as the years go on,
我们就开始可以慢慢的把这两个稍微分得清楚一点。
We will be able to differentiate these two.
然后我们越过越知道怎样在灵里面过生活。
And more, we will know how to live in the spirit.
这是一个过程。
And this is a process.
我们愿意在这样学习的时候。我们的灵的感觉，我们就会越过越清楚。
And in learning more and more, our the feeling of our spirit will become keener.
所以第一步呢，我们就开始学习，我们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So the very first step is to abide in the Lord according to the anointing.
这个恩膏是真的。
And this anointing is true.
让我们真是学习住在接受恩膏的教训，能够住在主里面。
Let's all learn to receive the anointing and to abide in the Lord.
这样我们的生命就能够丰富。
In such a way, our life is destined to be abundant.
因为我们属灵的生命已经连上这个源头的里头。
Because our spiritual life is now linked to the very source of life.
连上源头有一个很大的特点。
Now there is one great characteristic.
我们对属灵的事情呢，就很容易开窍。
Of linking to the source of life, that is, we as to spiritual matters, we will have this quick sense of understanding.
我们读主的话呢。很容易里面就会有启示。
Then when we come to study God's word, often we just have this revelation from the Lord.
我们遇见很多的事情，我们的判断呢，能够从属灵的眼光，从神的眼光来判断。
As we encounter so many things, our judgment will be from the perspective of God and from the Spirit.
我们所走的道路虽然从来没走过。
Although there will be paths which we have never walked in,
我们常常会有属天的智慧来给我们有开启。
Then we would often receive this revelation of this from this spiritual wisdom.
这些都是表明我们的生命活在这个源头的里头。
Now all these indicate that our life is living in the very source of the spirit.
所以盼望。这个生命住到我们的里面，我们开始让这个生命来活的时候呢，我们的生命就越过越丰富。
So we all hope that as this life now comes into us, abiding in us, we will allow it to live out. So in such a way, we will have this more abundant life.
那我想时间已经到了，我们今天只能结束在这里。
Now time is up. I suppose we have to conclude our sharing at this point.
下一次主愿意的话，我们愿意更多的交通，在这个生命上，我们怎么样追求这个生命的长进。
Now, Lord willing, next time that we will focus more on how to pursue this maturing of life.
好，我们请低头，再有一点祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们实在满心的感谢你。
Oh Lord, we're filled with thanksgiving.
你赐给我们这个复活生命，实在是何等的宝贵。
Because this very recent life you have given to us is so precious.
哦主啊，真是教导我们。
Oh Lord, do teach us.
让我们更多学习，按着恩膏的教训，我们能够活在你里面。
So that we will learn more on how to live in you by the anointing.
你也活在我们的里面。
And you also abide in us.
就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Just as a tree being planted by the river waters.
它要按时结果子。
It will bear fruit in season.
树也不枯干。
The tree will not wither.
我们是在感谢你的恩典。
Oh Lord, we really thank you for your grace.
在你那里有生命的源头。
Because in you there is this source of life.
在你的光中，我们必定见光。
In your light, we shall see light.
我们把今天早晨这一点时间。
This morning during this short period of time.
在满心的感谢你。
And we just want to give the full extent of our thanksgiving to you.
愿这个生命进到我们的里面。
May this life now come into us.
真是能够啊如泉涌出。
It's just like the fountain that's springing up.
叫主的丰盛从啊你的儿女中间，从你的教会里面能够更多的涌流。
So that your abundance that would well up among your people, among your churches.
叫万人来归向你。
So that all people will return to you.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
愿城全地都来称颂你。
May the all earth come to praise you.
我们把感谢敬拜归给主。
To you we give all the thanksgiving and worship, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.